This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala Rasulillah. Now, this is the end of KL Summit 2019. I ask Allah Jalla wa ala to make it a successful one. Now, if some people were to ask whether it was a successful summit or not, it is very difficult to judge this now. Why? Because such summits should be evaluated according to the actual outcome of the summit that has been translated into projects on the ground. Otherwise, the resolutions, the decisions that have been taken, I think they are very promising, and inshallah, if they were translated correctly on the ground, I think it will be a success. However, as an idea, it was a very successful idea. Yes, there were many challenges because Pakistan and Indonesia, two important countries, pulled out at the last moment, which was a big loss. But let us say that any kind of unity, even if it is a small unity, is a stepping stone towards bigger unity. And Allah Jalla wa'ala says in the Quran, وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. All together, all of you upon the rope of Allah Jalla wa'ala, and don't be disunited. So from that, definitely, it is inshallah a success. I would like to see another thing that is discussed in the summit, which is that spirituality is an important element of development of any country. That was not addressed, although, okay, we know that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he established the first Islamic country or state or whatever in Medina, he presented his manifesto by saying, Ya ayyuhan nas, afshu salam wa at'imu at'am wa sallu bil layli wan nasu niyam. Oh mankind, spread salam, which is peace, which was one of the seven elements that were discussed in this summit. And the second one is food or economy, which was again one of the main elements that were discussed in this summit. However, spirituality was not discussed. No nation can be successful with corrupted spirituality. Spirituality means the relationship with Allah Jalla wa'ala. No civilization can be built without correct relationship with Allah Jalla wa'ala, which is the spirituality. And that what we see now in the West, despite their success in many elements, because of lack of correct spirituality and link with Allah Jalla wa'ala, now they are facing real challenges in their very existence. Why? Because Allah Jalla wa'ala did not create or did not command us to be connected to Him and worshipping Him just because of the Akhirah, but because that brings success in this life and in the hereafter. I would like to see this to be discussed and addressed in the future summits. Anyway, it is a very good start. May Allah Jalla wa'ala unite the hearts of the leaders of the Ummah. And may Allah Jalla wa'ala make the leaders of the Ummah as true representatives of their people, not dictators of their people. And by the way, this summit, actually, I wrote about the idea of it in a paper that I have written about the reform of the Ummah. And I said that the people, the leaders, have to be selected or elected democratically in order to represent the Ummah, and then they can be united. This is a long-term plan, and alhamdulillah, we see a stepping stone in this summit. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Haytham al-Haddad, KL Summit 2019, Kuala Lumpur.